Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, August the 16th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first nine of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. You will find the Donate tab on the Podbean page to the left under the heading Links. Please open it and follow the instructions. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's cut to today's show and see what we have on offer. Well, the stock market took a tremendous dive last week, as I'm sure you are aware, and I will be talking about that. But I'm going to start by talking about the desperate middle-class effort to keep up and to avoid having to use the debt, which they are manifestly not able to do. There are now 50 million people living in poverty, so we'll have a little look at that. Then, as I said, a few words about the stock market are clearly in order. People want to know why there was a sudden panic and what to do about it. And I'm going to dance around the subject a little bit by talking about the reasons for why this is bound to happen and why this is just the beginning of a horrendous downturn that will last for many years. But that seems to be the only way of really gaining a fuller understanding. Then I'm going to spend a few minutes with a little history lesson concerning other downturns in the not-too-far-distant past, which I think you will find interesting. Then I'm going to discuss what money really is today. Now, I've talked before a lot, actually, on the show over the years about money, but this is a slightly different slant, and it's a very easy to understand exposé, so hopefully you will enjoy it. Then I'm going to talk about how Malaysia has indicted 17 US executives from Goldman Sachs, and why the Department of Justice in the US has traditionally taken a very different kind of approach and the difference, and that will be new to most of you, I would imagine. And I'm going to finish the show by talking about the question of labor costs in China versus the United States, and how the trade war is really nothing more than just a dud. It has no value or significance to anything except Donald Trump's ego, I suppose is the best way to put it. Anyway, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows individually to those who ask, so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows, and I will take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So you may feel free to select any 3 shows, but I highly recommend the most recent 3 because they will give you a fuller understanding of how I deal with the day-to-day pieces of news that cross our paths. Although I don't talk about all of them, I think it will help you to get a fuller understanding. So let me conclude by giving you my contact information, starting with my email, which is actually on the Podbean page, blazoned across the top, but here it is anyway, rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials, RWL, followed by my name and the number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com. I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, which I'm sure most of you know. The Facebook page deals with comments which are slightly too short for inclusion in the major show, but need to be brought to your attention, in my opinion. And the Twitter page is of even shorter, pithy one-liners, which I issue from time to time. So do go to my Facebook and Twitter pages. They are free, enjoy them. The Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word, lowercase, no punctuation. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And the Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Again, all one word, RM Wake Up Call. No spaces, no punctuation, all lowercase. RM Wake Up Call. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, with that, I will take my leave, hoping you have a wonderful weekend. I will be back with another synopsis on Monday. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.